You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And welcome into the world of college basketball. We're getting back into it. We've had some Black Bears on who have been excited to have practice, and they got games lined up. But our guest tonight doesn't know what's going on, if there's going to be a season. We got Alicia Obi. Obi?
Yeah.
And we just talked about this. That's the sad thing. I'm so bad with names. Like, that's going to be the hardest part of the podcast from right there, just get the name right. But I got it right. We got Alicia joining us, who was down at Kobe. And right off the bat, like, what's going on here? So a month ago, the NESCAC, which is the conference you guys play in, comes out and says we're not having a conference schedule. So, like, way before even things get going, like, they were the first ones to make that announcement. We talked a little bit before we started recording what's going on, but for the folks out there, like, what's it like for you right now?
So, yeah, the NESCAC canceled super early. We don't have a lot of the NESCAC schools, like, actually on campus, so even if we did have a season, it was not going to be the same as, like, years prior. For us right now, it's a lot of just team practices, individuals, lifts, obviously wearing masks during practice, but not a ton going on other than just being with the team as much as we can.
And this should be your senior year, right? You should be going into your senior year, ready to go out with a bang, like, excited for it, and instead it's just like, am I even going to play a game right now? What's happening right now?
Yeah. I technically am a redshirt senior, so I have an extra year. So I'm blessed by that because this would not have been a good way to go out. but yeah, I was excited to get going. We have a ton of new recruits at Colby, so we were looking to make a mark in the NESCAC this year and kind of just in Maine. But we don't get to do that, but I guess we get this year to kind of get used to each other and then come back next year and hopefully make a bang.
Hopefully. So you mentioned the red shirt. So you have another year, and then it looks like, I mean, there's talk about giving all seniors currently an additional year on top of that. So technically possibly two more years for you, although you're probably not thinking about that right now. Like, it's like we were just talking about, like, you should be in either preseason or probably the first games on the schedule should be going on right now. You're not thinking about 2 years from now. You're thinking about right now. Like, it's got to be tough.
Yeah. I've been in college so long. I feel really old, so I don't know about the 2 years. But definitely going to be back next year. I kind of told you before, I just had knee surgery again. So this year has kind of been good for me to get back to where I want to be as a player and then be good for next year. But maybe we'll get that second year in there. It really depends on how my body's doing and if I want to stay in college. But
that's the crazy thing, right? Because like I've read out, like, the NCAA is talking about giving seniors an additional year, but it's like, do you really want to stick around? Like, do you really want to stick around school for two more years
or another
year just to play basketball? But crazy stuff. And we're going to come all the way full circle here. We're going to find out to how we got here. So we're going to go back and kind of trace your story because you're a Maine girl. And I think, if I looked at it correctly, last year, you're the only Maine girl on the Kobe roster, right?
Yes, I was.
Which is interesting in itself. So we're going to find out how we actually got to this point and talk about the way forward here. But let's go back. So a Maine kid, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Westbrook. Obviously, that's right by Portland. Just played basketball in Westbrook. I played AAU for the Firecrackers while I was younger. So just kind of around Southern Maine. And then went to Westbrook High School. And after actually my senior year, I went to TA and graduated from there. But
yeah. Okay. Cause I had some questions about that because I was reading the bios, right? I was doing my research.
Yeah.
Some of these bios are saying 4 years at TA, and I saw other stuff that said Westbrook. So we'll clear that up right now. So you originally went to Westbrook, right? So you were there for your first 3 years?
Yep.
What's the Westbrook mascot anyway?
We're the Blazes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not too familiar with all my Southern Maine schools. I'm a Northern Maine guy, so yeah, I still got some learning to do. But okay, what's the Westbrook basketball tradition. Tell me about, is there a good history of Westbrook basketball, or is that part of the reason why you went to TA for a year?
Not a big tradition. Okay. I think Westbrook basketball, like my parents and my uncle played on the Westbrook basketball team when they were in high school, and they played under Coach Art Dyer, and he was like a legend. So I think that the tradition kind of got worse as the generations went on. My uncle actually was my coach for 3 years at Westbrook High School, and we were terrible until he kind of got there, and he was like building the program back up. But there was some stuff going on with parents and stuff, so he ended up leaving, and I was like, I don't want to be a part of like this kind of like bad culture. So and also Westbrook was going down a division. They were going to Class B or something. So I was like, okay, I want to play the best competition in the state. So I ended up transferring to TA. So that's kind of like why that happened. But
yeah. So a lot of the girls I've had on have been great players and played on great teams. And I've only had a couple girls that have been great players and played on not so great teams. So what's that like? Because obviously you had individual success at Westbrook. You were Portland Sunday Telegram, Portland Press, Allstate, whatever, as a junior, if I read correctly, if that part of the bio was correct. So individual success as a junior, but what's it like, or how did that challenge you, like being a good player on not the best team? Like, how did that develop you as a player?
It's definitely hard. I took basketball very seriously, whereas high school players don't always do that. Some people just play it because they like the sport. But for me, it was more like, I'm playing this because I want to play it in college. I want to go far in it. So I think playing on a not so great team kind of made me take on more responsibility than I would on a better team. I played a lot of roles that I probably wouldn't have had to play on other teams. I was a starting point guard since my freshman year, and I'm like 6 foot. I should never be. But there I was as a point guard. So just made me develop my skills in a lot of different ways that helped me for like in the future.
And you know, we talk about not the most team success, but you also play a lot of great teams and also a lot of great players in the area. So what's that Westbrook schedule like? You guys would have been what, when you were going through Class A?
Yeah. We played some of our biggest games were like Scarborough, Gorham.
Which are some good teams and were some good teams at the time.
Yeah, so Gorham was a big one. Emily Esposito, insane. So we put that was like a big rival game, kind of. Well, we never won, but you know, we put up a good fight sometimes. Yeah. But definitely like Scarborough was always a rival for Westbrook and like Bonnie Eagle. But the schedule was always like the same every year, obviously. I mean, we got better each year. So it was like, we won like 3 games my freshman year, like 6 my sophomore year, and then got to like 9-ish my junior year. So we steadily increased our wins, which is good.
And then you took your talents elsewhere. You guys kept building and building, and you bailed. You pulled LeBron. You just get up and leave and went to South Beach.
I know. Terrible.
But before we talk about TA, I want to ask you one thing about Westbrook, because I had the opportunity to play pickup at Westbrook High one time, and I love that gym. What can you say about the atmosphere at Westbrook? That's a nice little basketball gym.
I love it. It might be still one of my favorite gyms to shoot at. I don't get in there as much, obviously. But I feel like it's just a shooter's gym. I feel like even when there wasn't a lot of fans there, because obviously a girls' high school basketball game doesn't get a ton, you just feel like it's kind of packed. It's just one of my favorite gyms. I will always go back there and be like, I felt like a shooter here. So gives me that confidence. But yeah.
You mentioned how you guys got steadily better every year. Did you guys actually make a tournament game or a prelim or any appearances in the tournament?
Yeah. So we got to my sophomore year, we made a prelim. We lost to South Portland. And then my junior year, we got to the expo. I actually never made it to the Civic Center, which is like so embarrassing. But we made it to the expo my junior year. We played York. And I had just gotten back from pneumonia. I had been out for like a week and a half, and it was my first game back. It was a close game. York was like one of the top seeds, but we ended up losing, which is obviously sad. But
what's it like coming back from pneumonia? What was your breathing like? Was it as difficult as practicing in a mask? Is it about the same?
Yeah, it was worse. I was huffing and puffing. Yeah. I honestly, though, it was like one of those games where it was like, I don't really remember much during the game, but like it went pretty well for me individually. So I was like, I'll just take it.
And the expo as an atmosphere, what's that like? Because it's got, you know, it's a historic venue. It's not the biggest venue. Obviously, downtown's got a bigger venue. But what's it like playing tournament games in there?
I mean, I think so we would play there for the Portland home games. So we kind of got the gist of it when like that atmosphere when we would play for that. And they also had some Christmas tournaments there. So obviously, it's like a good atmosphere. It's a little intimidating, but I think the biggest thing for me was like the perception of shooting. Like the background was a lot different, so getting used to that was the biggest thing. But it was great playing there. It's a great opportunity to play on like a bigger court, bigger arena. I'm not a huge fan of it, but
you'd rather be downtown at the big one.
What?
You'd rather be downtown at the big arena, right? That's where you
exactly.
Want to be. Yeah. So you left for your senior year and went to TA, but mm-hmm. I want to touch on something before we get to that. So you mentioned you ran with the Firecrackers, which is probably the best AAU girls program in the state. I mean, you see the players that have gone to that program, and it's crazy. So although you might not have had the most talented teams at Westbrook, you probably put on some very talented Firecracker teams, right? Like, who were some of the girls that were on the team with you when you were going to the Firecracker program?
So I played with Emily Esposito, obviously. Anna DeWolf. So I played up on some of the teams with like Allie Clement, Olivia Smith, who went to Dartmouth, Nina Davenport, she went to Bates, crazy good. Just a lot of older girls that I looked up to, and then obviously was able to be in the same program and play with like Mackenzie, Faith Bledden is actually my cousin, distant cousin. So I got to play with them. And then Alex Hart was actually a big reason why I transferred to TA as well. She was in the Firecracker program. She's a great player, able to play with her my senior year. But I played with the Firecrackers for a while, and then I actually played on an EYBL team out of New Hampshire. So,
oh, yeah. Jump ship?
I did. I'm terrible.
Just
but
jumping ship left and right. What's going on? Well, what was the reasoning behind that? Because, you know, was it to try to get more exposure? I mean, you talked about you wanted to play in college, and that would have been an opportunity to maybe get a little bit more exposure. Was that the reason behind it, or was there other reasons?
I definitely think it was, like, the exposure aspect. Firecrackers gives a ton of exposure, but I kind of was like, okay, this UIBL team, I researched a little bit. I was like, okay, they go to all these Nike-sponsored tournaments, like, why don't I try this out? So I went to try out for it, and they're like, yeah, we really want you on the team. And I was like, I'm not going to turn down this opportunity. I think I got a lot of exposure from the Firecrackers as well as the Crusaders, but it was just such a good opportunity I couldn't pass up. I would say it kind of got me to Butler, but yeah, it just seemed like the right fit. So I was like, okay, like senior year, let's just do it. So yeah. I did it.
Okay. So the reason why I bring this up and the teammates you had is because I'm guessing when you made it be known that I'm trying to get out of Westbrook, I want to go someplace else for my senior year. I'm guessing everyone was trying to pull you to the school. Like, hey, you know, come here, come play with us. We'll team up. Was there like any recruiting going on? Were any of these girls trying to get you to come to their school?
I mean, I was kind of set on where I wanted to go before I brought up where that I was transferring.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple girls would be like, hey, like, where are you going? Are you going to come here? And I was like, I didn't really super vocal about it because transferring senior year is kind of iffy. There's definitely some talk, like, why is she transferring?
Yeah.
But Alex Hart was one of the main girls who was like, yo, if you don't come to TA, like, I'm going to be, like, pissed. Like, you need to come. So I was close with her and her family, and I was like, all right, bet, like, I'm going to TA. So.
And went to TA. And how was TA different from your Westbrook experience?
I had a different role, and I had a lot more help. Having Alex be the point where I could run the wing was a lot, I wouldn't say easier, but it was better for me as a player because I could show different skills that I wasn't actually able to show when I had to make the plays as well as score all the time. So having someone be able to help in that aspect was made my experience a little more enjoyable. And I think it helped me grow as, like, a wing guard player rather than just, like, always having the ball all the time. But, yeah.
So, at TA, did you get to go actually make it to the arena, Cross Insurance Arena downtown? Did you guys make it that far? Or was it Expo? Or was it nothing at all? Like, what did you guys wind up doing?
We made it to the Expo. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what did you guys get knocked out by?
Scarborough.
Seems like Scarborough was just a little thorn in your side. Was Scarborough just one of those teams or what?
Yeah, no, they were – I feel like it was like – they were a thorn in my side for sure. I just have some pent-up feelings about Scarborough, so I will forever be, like, bitter about not making it to the arena, so bringing it up is getting me a little emotional.
Maybe it'll serve as some inspiration or like some fire in you because right now practices, you're probably lacking that. So maybe this will get you a little bit juiced up for practice.
Yeah.
My bad. I wasn't trying to go down this road as a, but yeah. Okay. So Scarborough, was Scarborough ever a possibility where everything like, maybe I'll go to Scarborough for my senior year or did you not like Scarborough? Was Scarborough just like, nah, I'm trying to beat Scarborough. I'm not trying to go to Scarborough.
I mean, it was a possibility. My uncle kind of like was like talking to me about which coaches I might want to like play for, et cetera. He had been in high school game for a while. But I don't know. TA, like I was close with Alex. So it was just like, okay, that's like the right place to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go somewhere where I knew someone and I wasn't super close with anyone at Scarborough. So I was like, one, I play good against them usually, so I was like, I want to keep that going, even though we usually don't get the W. And two, like, I don't know, it just didn't seem like as good of a fit.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Learning new stuff all the time here. Now I want to learn how we got to Butler. So you mentioned obviously AAU helps with that, getting your exposure and stuff like that. So how did it come down to Butler? Were there any other schools in the mix? What was the ultimate reason for choosing Butler?
So my recruiting process was a little bit, had a lot in the beginning of my high school experience and then kind of like didn't drop off, but it was kind of stagnant. But my senior year, it really picked up, which is when Butler kind of came on the board. I was talking to them as well as URI, had UMaine on the kind of in there. And then, I had an offer from UAlbany, and then I was still talking to some Ivies. But Butler was kind of like one of those where I was like, ooh, like, that's kind of dope. So I was already late in my process, made an official visit, I think in February, to go visit the school, talk to the coaches, kind of get their vibe about me and like where they thought I would fit in. Was kind of blown away by the facilities as well as the coaches. And then made the decision. What was it? April break.
That's pretty late.
Yeah, I was late. I was super late. So I think there was like that pressure to make a decision, as well as like being super like blown away by just the school in general. But the coaches were very persuasive. And it's Butler, like that's kind of sick.
Yeah, when you went out to visit, like, was there any, did you have to go to a game or anything like that? Or was it just kind of check out the campus, check out the facilities with nothing really going on?
I didn't go to a game. It was mostly just go to, like, see the gym, see where you might be living, meet with some of the team. I spent a night with some of the girls. And then we did, like, a team activity, which was kind of cool. I think, what did we do? We went to an escape room, so I got to, like, kind of bond with them that way. But it was definitely a new experience being this little girl from a small town in Maine to go to Indiana and like be on this. I mean, Butler's not a big campus, but bigger than whatever I've experienced. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been to Indiana. It's one of the few states I haven't been to yet, but Indianapolis, pretty cool city or what?
I mean,
Midwest, right? Just different.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Indiana. I like the ocean and like Maine vibes, but it was, Indianapolis was cool, but where Butler was located was a little bit like, like there wasn't really much going on. There was one little like, area where it had like a couple restaurants, but you had to drive like 25, 30 minutes to get to Indianapolis. So it was like,
But one thing Butler did have and does have is Hinkle Fieldhouse, right?
Yes.
Talk about Hinkle. I've seen it on TV. It looks like the greatest gym in America. I mean, you see some of the pictures from that place when it's packed, and it just looks unbelievable. What's it like in person?
Hinkle is crazy. I can't even, like, put it into words. Me and my like my family came on my official visit with me, and we're huge Hoosiers fans. So Hoosiers was actually like played in Hinkle. So we went in the locker room that they were like in. It's actually the girls volleyball locker room now.
Yeah.
But also just such a shooter's gym. I feel like it just makes you wanna play basketball. Like you walk in and you just get this kind of sense of like, okay, like this is it's time to go. It's kind of indescribable, but I feel like the stadium's crazy. So we, whenever we practice, we would do 307. So you would run all the way up the stadium, and then back down. So that's kind of like crazy too.
It looks like it's kind of steep. Like, looks like it's just like the bleachers are stacked on top of each other, and it just goes super.
Yeah,
super.
It kind of just goes straight up. But I don't know. I feel like you have to experience Hinkle at least once in your lifetime if you're a basketball lover.
Definitely, I feel like every Final Four should just be played there. Like, I feel like that is just college basketball in terms of an atmosphere and a look and a vibe. That's got to be it. So you were there for, you wound up being there for your freshman year. So what was your freshman year experience like?
Freshman year, I started out with summer workouts. So after I graduated high school, I had like a week at home and went straight to Indiana. Summer workouts were hard. Debated if I was actually ready for D1 or not. Got through them though, and then came back. Got a month at home, like 2 weeks at home, and then came back. Basketball starts right up, so you get like 2 days to settle into your room, and then you're going into individuals, lifts, and practices again. It was hard. I was dealing with a lot of like injuries, not thinking that they were a big deal until they became a big deal. So I kind of shot myself in the foot with that and ended up getting a stress fracture. Got to play in a couple games. Wasn't really expecting a lot being this small town girl from Maine. I was just kind of blessed to be there. But it was definitely a big change. There was a lot of coaching changes while I was there. It was kind of a transition year. But my freshman year was hard. A lot of different stuff going on, but got through it. I think being at Butler was so amazing. So I'm just blessed to have been able to play there for as long as I did.
You mentioned just the amount of work that goes into it, right? Like the amount of time you spend with just off-season workouts and stuff like that. What was the toughest adjustment for you? Was it the amount of time you had to commit to it, or was it just the intensity of it? Like, what was the biggest adjustment for you?
I would say just, like, time management. I didn't lift a ton before college, so having to put in time for lifts, conditioning, practice, and individuals in one day, as well as have five new classes as a freshman, being 15 hours away from home was a struggle for me. By the end of the year, I kind of got the hang of it, but I think that would have been the biggest struggle for me throughout freshman year.
Yeah, you gotta love it, right? I mean, when you get to that point, like, you gotta love the game just because of all the work you're putting into it. And I mean, it's like you said, time management. It's just like that's what you're there to do. It's just boom, 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 boom. So you were there for a year, right? And then transferred to Adelphi. Where is Adelphi?
It's in Long Island in New York.
And was D1, D2?
D2. I've okay, done so, all the decisions, so.
Yeah, you're just working your way down the ladder here. So how'd you wind up there? What went into your decision-making to transfer, and why'd you pick there?
So I decided to transfer because I wanted to be closer to home. My dad actually got diagnosed with colon cancer my freshman year, so it was kind of just the best decision for me. I also was dealing with an injury and just didn't think that mentally I was going to be successful there, which in the long run, wish I had given it one more year, but what can you do now? Yeah. But went to Adelphi because the coach and the competitiveness of the program just seemed like it was still going to give me that D1 vibe while also kind of giving me that leniency to focus on academics and be able to be close with my family and stuff like that. So ended up making that decision. And then was there for a year.
Yeah. So let's talk about sophomore year. So whenever you transfer, like if you transfer down, you don't have to sit out of here, right? You can jump right back into it, right?
Yeah.
You were eligible immediately. So what was your sophomore year like for you?
So I did really well going into workouts and practices, and then had knee surgery and went the whole year.
I'm starting to see a theme here. I'm starting to see a recurring theme.
Yeah, I was never hurt at all in high school, and then all of a sudden, two injuries in a row, which was a huge hit just to, because basketball had been my life up until like college. So not being able to play it basically for 2 years and not being in as many games as I would like to have been in was definitely taking a toll on me mentally, but kind of pushed me to get better and then be able to play.
Yeah, so kind of like your first time really dealing with adversity, right? So that can do a couple things. So you can either accept it, push through, persevere, or you can kind of give up and go the other way. So what did dealing with that adversity teach you about yourself?
I mean, for me, I was losing the love for the game a little bit. So I think going through those in that injury at Adelphi was like, okay, like I do still love this game. Like I'm going to work my ass off and I'm going to come back and be stronger and better. And I think it just taught me to, like, no matter what, if you love something, keep going, working hard. It's going to pay off in the long run. As well as not listening to the people around you. I think that's like a big thing, like getting, I would see all these people that I know playing and doing well. And I'm like, okay, good for you guys. But here I am sitting on the sidelines. So it was kind of like a motivator to be like, okay, like get your head in the game. Let's go. But yeah.
So that, and that's, you make a good point. Like it's one thing to be injured, but, and then to be injured at a D1 or D2 school where it's such a commitment, and kind of like be like, is it really worth it? Like, I don't really have a life. Like, I'm doing all this stuff. Like, I don't really get to do go home and see friends and stuff like that. So, yeah, I can see that definitely being difficult. But also being hurt, it gives you a chance to kind of see the game from a different side, right? You mentioned being on the sidelines. How were you able to get better during this time being hurt? Is there anything you kind of picked up from watching the game, maybe seeing it through a different perspective that ultimately has made you a better player?
I definitely think my game in general is a lot of like being smart and having a high IQ. So I think I was just building upon that IQ that I already had as a base. I think watching so many games, I was able to learn what does and doesn't work to an extent, especially against different types of competition. And just what kind of moves I needed to incorporate into my game at the college level, which is super important. Like high school basketball in Maine is good, but when you're playing against different competition and different styles of games, you have to incorporate, like, I wasn't going to be able to do a step back 3 times in a row against these other teams. I needed to incorporate a different transition move or a different counter. So just being able to build upon my basis of fundamentals and become a better player all around.
So what kind of injured teammate were you? Because I feel like there's different types of injured players, right? I feel like there's that type who's injured and during layup line, they're on the bench with the ball, dribbling between the legs and stuff like that. And you got the injured teammate who will like be like underneath the hoop, rebounding and like encouraging teammates and stuff like that. Then I feel like we got the other injured teammate who will kind of be like a half court watching the other team, just kind of scoping them down. Like what kind of injured teammate were you?
I definitely think that I was more like scoping out the other team.
Okay.
I'm not a super like loud, like rah-rah person, which made my coach mad, but I was like, I just don't do that. Like, I'm a very like, I'm here to watch the game. Like, let's get the win. So I was definitely scoping out the other team, just kind of like checking everything out. But at Butler, I was so hype. I feel like you can't not be hype there. So, yeah, I was on the bench going crazy in my little boot, hyping everyone up before games, but kind of dwindled back down when I was at Adelphi.
All right. So at Adelphi for a year and then off to Kobe, right? D2 to T3. How did you wind up at Kobe and what was the decision making to come back home?
So Adelphi just wasn't the right fit for me. And then dealing with the injury, super understanding. So I was like, okay, like I want to be somewhere where I feel good and I'm home. So I'm not traveling 6 hours every weekend to be home. So I was like, okay, I'm going to look in, Maine. I wanted a good academic experience. I want to go to med school after my undergrad. So I was like, okay, like NESCAC's like good competition, good academics. So I was like, I don't want to be too close because I was looking at Bowdoin and Bates. And I was like, I don't want to be too close. So I reached out to the Colby coach and I was like, hi, like looking to transfer. Like, what are you guys thinking? She was like, come visit. Like, obviously, like we want you to come here. Went on my visit, got in, all my grades were good. And they're like, yeah, we want you. So that was kind of my decision. But yeah, the coach ended up leaving during my recruiting process there. And I was like, oh gosh, like, am I even going to have a school to go to?
Injuries and coaching turnover has just been your college career.
Yeah. So that was nerve wracking, but we're here, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, so you're here now. You got to play last year, which was what, your first like real injury-free season since what? Since high school, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and did well. Leading scorer on the team. Played in the competitive conference. The NESCAC is good. So what can you say about the NESCAC? I think you're our first NESCAC player to come on. So great hoops. Talk about the conference for me.
Conference is, it's fun. It's it reminds me of high school a little bit, kind of this small tight-knit community. You know everyone you're playing. You have people from the high schools you played that are in the conference. It's a very guard-oriented conference, which is, it's a lot of, like, small, tiny guards, athletic, quick, which is a change because I was used to these bigger athletic bodies that we were playing in teams like that. But the games are always competitive. There are a couple outliers, a couple really good teams, but it's just fun. It was mostly just like, I don't know. It was just a fun game. It just reminded me of when I was in high school. So,
well, that's a feel good just to be playing again, basically, right? After the struggles and the injuries and stuff like that, it had to have been just fun and just happy once again, just to actually be playing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And Kobe, great facilities, right? And they just opened up the brand new facilities, right?
Yeah, it's insane. It's honestly nicer than some of the D1s I've been to. Absolutely crazy.
I haven't seen any pictures or anything. I know like it opened this year, and like the facilities before were good. So I can only imagine like what it's like now. Like where is it in comparison to where the old stuff was?
The facility is literally like just down the street from the old one. Like a building down. But it is like insane. There's three levels to the fitness center, our weight room. The gym is huge. There's like two courts. Training room is crazy. It's just insane.
I'm trying to find pictures of it right now. I'll have to do it afterwards. I got to see what this place is all about because I saw how much money they spent on it. And they put some money.
Yeah.
We talked about the NESCAC, some really good teams, and mentioned how this year you guys were kind of hoping to kind of make your mark, maybe move up a little bit in the conference, right? So you got hopefully at least a year or two to go. What are your goals at Kobe? Like, what do you want to accomplish while you're there?
Our team, Kobe team, hasn't made playoffs in like 4 or 5 years. So that's biggest goal, make it to playoffs. But main goal is win a NESCAC championship. It needs to happen. We need to bring one in. And I want to be a part of that while I'm at Kobe and kind of bring this culture back up. Individually, I want to score. I've been a scorer my whole life. So scoring is important to me. But I just want to, for me right now, being injured so much, I want to be back to the player I felt confident as. So winning a championship is going to have me have to be like that. But that's the main goal for me.
So you mentioned just had knee surgery. Minor surgery, major surgery. How close are you to being back to where you want to be and being back to 100%? Are you close, or is it going to take some work to get back there?
It was a minor surgery. Same knee, just kind of fixing up what they didn't fix the first time. I'm out like 6 to 8 weeks, so not too bad. I already started PT. I don't think it will be a long journey back. I've been through it. I know what I need to do. I think it's mostly just getting that confidence back on the court, which has been the hardest for me, and just trusting my body and myself to make the moves I used to make and shoot the way I used to shoot.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you too, because mentioned off the top of the year, last year you're the only kid from Maine on the Kobe roster. Any additional pressure to represent for Maine, being the only Maine kid at a Maine college? Any additional pressure on yourself? Like, hey, I got to represent and let everyone know that, hey, like, yes, we can do this. We got players here. We're okay.
Yeah, I definitely think there was – I don't know if it was just me putting pressure on myself to make that kind of mark or if it was like there's some external pressures, but definitely there's been some great Maine players on – other NESCAC teams like Maddie Hassan, crazy good at Bowdoin, Megan Graff at Bates. So kind of like they were probably the best players on their team. So I'm like, okay, like I got to come in being from Maine and make that mark and that like kind of have that essence on my team. And I don't know, make a difference in the way they were going. But yeah.
You had a great first year. And from the looks of it, from the stuff on social media, it looks like you had a great offseason too. Spent time working with Ben's here and getting better. What was it like going through like a summer, which should have been going in since your senior year? There's so much uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen. Like, how did you stay motivated throughout the summer? Was it just like what you're talking about? How about how you want to leave your mark at Kobe and kind of help push the program along? Or what fueled you to just get better this summer?
I definitely think it was kind of hard in the beginning to stay motivated. I think, honestly, Ben had a big part of it. He pushed me and kind of was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you have this summer to get ready for your senior year. Like, let's go. And I was like, yeah, dude, you're right. So that was definitely big for me. But I think the biggest thing was just wanting to make a difference and make that mark at Colby. And I was like, okay, like, it starts here. Like, I'm not just gonna like piss away the summer and then come into Colby and be like, yeah, like, I'm here to play. Like, I need to have like practiced and like put that work in behind it. So kind of holding myself accountable, even if there wasn't a season, to know that it was all gonna help me in the long run.
Definitely. Another couple of random questions for you, because I'm a little bit older. And I grew up just wanting to play pickup and go find runs in the offseason and just go hoop and play against people. But it seems like this generation just wants to get their workouts in and doesn't really want to find a run. What about you? Because you seem like you're the competitive type. So I'm guessing as a competitor, you want to be out there competing against other people. Like, if you can go find a run or get a workout in, what are you doing?
I'd rather play. I'm not a huge like workout person. Like, if I could just play pickup all the time, I would.
Yeah.
But obviously that was hard this summer. And for girls to get pickup in, it's like a struggle in Maine. Like, I think they started up some pickup at the end of the summer. But before that, like, it was like non-existent. So finding a run is hard. So then being able to work out and get that workout in is like kind of like the, okay, well, I guess I'll have to do this. I think with my training, Ben kind of incorporated like one-on-one and stuff, which is super helpful, and it made it more enjoyable and like kind of motivated me to like, I was like, okay, at least I get to like play against him or like some of his other trainees. So
yeah, you mentioned how like it's tough to find a run. I don't understand why there's so many good girls down there in the Portland area. They all have no place to go in the summertime. Like, how come you girls don't just get together and have like this nasty pickup run with all these amazing, talented girls that we have in the state? Like, why doesn't that happen? Why doesn't someone organize this?
I don't know. I might need to put some thought into that, but I think
you guys could have like a little women's league in the summertime with as much talent that there is down there.
Yeah, we had one. Like 3 years ago, there was like Southern something league. I don't even remember the name, but it was so good. There was like some people that played like in college, like they're a little older. So we had like these experienced players, but they didn't do it this year because of COVID. Yeah. So maybe that will be brought back. But it's just, it's so awesome to see all these Maine talents, because it's like people always like kind of shit on Maine basketball, and I'm like, yeah,
and they shouldn't be, because we got so many talented players.
Yeah,
I will say this, now that I'm starting to make some connections and stuff like that, it is my goal to bring a women's basketball tournament to the state of Maine at some point in the summertime here. Coming up shortly, I'm going to organize that and get the ultimate Maine women's invitational. That's the plan at some point, at least. We're going to try to make that happen. So it's coming.
All right. Still,
you girls should be playing pickup in the meantime, though.
Agreed.
Yeah. But before we get up out of here, I always give my guest a chance to have the floor. Say whatever you want to say. If there's anything you want to say to anybody specifically, if you want to make a recruiting pitch, like, hey, come to Kobe. Come join us at Kobe. We're on the come up. Now's your chance to say whatever you want to say before we get up out of here.
All right. Just want to thank you for having me. Like you said, come to Colby. great academic and athletics. Great facilities,
right?
Great facility. But yeah, that's all I really got. I just blessed to still be playing the game and kind of talk through my experience because it's been a little different than a lot of people's. But yeah.
Real quick, along the come to Kobe, anyone in particular? Is anyone you want to call out? Like you can name drop. I don't think there's any NCAA violations about saying, "Hey, so and so, come join me."
I don't have any name drops yet. I don't know a ton of the younger players, honestly. So that's kind of on me. I got a shout out to Caroline Smith because she's on our team. She didn't make me the lone mainer this year. So
there we go. Already changing the culture of Kobe. One mainer at a time. I like that.
Exactly.
Well, hey, hopefully you guys have some sort of season or you guys get to play at least a game. And if not, then hopefully you get at least next year, possibly two more years to make it happen and continue to push the program forward. So hopefully something happens for you. And thank you for coming on. It was it's cool just to hear kids from Maine who get out and do it and, you know, go through trials and tribulations and have great advice for the younger kids out there in terms of perseverance and pushing forward. And Kobe's got great facilities, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm going to say. I just saw the pictures. So shout out to Alicia for coming through here on Big Time Hoops, the podcast. I really appreciate it. Make sure everyone's checking out all of our previous episodes. You can find it anywhere you find your podcast. They're up there. And we'll see you next week with another Big Time episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. Thank you.